As snow blankets the mountains around Ellensburg, elk herds traditionally make their way to the valley below. Now that farmers have planted their roots near the Yakima River, elk are not able to graze there during winter months. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has set up wintering grounds for those herds, but there's a problem. Once it snows, the elk can't find food in these non-traditional areas. Correspondent Courtney Flatt traveled with several biologists as they fed one elk herd.
A flatbed truck makes its way into Jowatt Canyon, just outside Ellensburg, Washington. It's loaded down with hay, and as it rounds the corner, 600 elk turn their heads. The dinner bell has rung. A chain-link fence keeps onlookers out and the elk inside this wildlife area. The fence protects farmers' hay and orchards in the valley below. It's also the reason the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife must feed this elk herd every day, all winter long. Shanna Weingart is the area's wildlife manager. She says balancing elk and human needs mixes science with a bit of art.
It's a big money problem if you have a few hundred elk in a Timothy field. And it's a big loss for somebody. They eat things, but also if you have a new seeding, they'll trample the ground and then you can cause the seeding to fail or it just makes it patchy.
As the truck pulls into the canyon, Weingart stands on the back with Brandon Zahn. Along with Craig Schnebly, Zahn feeds the herd every day. He says the majestic sight never gets old. Zahn begins untying the hay bales. On average, they feed about 7 pounds a day to each elk. It's a sunny morning, and a few cows shyly inch their way closer to the truck. Zahn pushes a stack of hay off the truck bed every few feet.
When it's really cold out, and we're feeding really good hay, they're really, really hungry.
Yeah, they're
right here as soon as stuff starts coming off the truck.
Sometimes, when they're really hungry, the braver elk will even grab hay off the truck bed. This wildlife area is not where their herd would like to be hanging out in the winter. If they had it their way, and no fence holding them back, the elk would stick together in little groups all throughout the valley. That way, they'd be able to munch on native grasses, picking through the larger areas, and moving on when they've eaten everything. But with the herd bunched together over the snow-covered ground, they need the extra hay dropped off each morning.
They've got winter coats on, so they're pretty fluffy and fuzzy. It's hard to tell. People don't realize that they're actually in not very good shape. That cow, you can tell she's an older cow. You can see her ribs a little bit. Really, under a winter coat, they've lost all their fat, you know, especially later in the spring. They're just eking out a living at that point.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. What the elk need to be protected from at that point, Weingart says, is us. People straining to see the massive bulls. They get to be around 800 pounds. And what's becoming more popular each spring, shed hunting. The sport sounds like it'd make good reality TV. Avid hunters stake out the herd in search of the best antlers shed by the elk. Weingart says more aggressive shed hunters can scare the elk during their quest.
Because they want to come in as soon as those antlers come off, because they want to get to it first. Well, these animals are still, in poor condition. They're still hanging out low. And a lot of times they can't get up to the higher ground to get away. And so, yeah.
Montana and Wyoming have had to regulate shed hunting because of the stress it causes the animals. It's a secretive and often competitive sport. Hunter Chris Mann studies the herd from behind the fence. He says he loves watching the animals and spots a large bull making his way down the hillside.
There was one 9-point out there that I was trying to find. I just kind of caught a glimpse of him and then he disappeared. But he's a good-looking one.
Craig Schnebly has been feeding this herd for about 20 years now. He can recognize most of the bulls and says not only do they look good, but they develop their own personalities over the years.
Most of these who are in here grew up, on the gravy train, so to speak. As calves, they could be 20 years old and be here on the lot. Yeah, you get to know them pretty well. They're ready to come in the first day you start feeding. I mean, those have been trained, But you go out during hunting season, try and find them and see what they act like. That's a different story.
After feeding this part of the Yakima herd, Schnebly and Zahn begin loading up more hay to feed more elk in a different part of the wildlife area. The warm weather this winter held off feeding until mid-January. It usually starts about a month earlier. Weingart says the department was fortunate to have a late start this year.
Our budgets have been cut so badly here recently that it makes it really creative to try to find ways to feed. Luckily, we've got this hay that's donated, and so on the one hand, it's not the highest quality, but on the other hand, the price is right.
Idaho and Oregon also feed elk herds throughout the winter. That's until the snow melts and the herds can migrate to higher elevations in the spring. I'm Courtney Flatt in Thorpe, Washington.